Did you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief.
If you've never heard of the condition PKU, that's because it's extremely rare, yet Ireland has one of the highest rates of it in Europe. PKU is a condition where the sufferer has great difficulty metabolising protein, which of course has a drastic effect on their diet. We're joined by Gary Conway of the PKU Association of Ireland. Afternoon, Gary.
How are you doing?
Could you start, Gary, by telling us how you first came to find out you had PKU? What kind of symptoms were you showing before that?
Well, it's actually something that you're born with. So the heel prick test you get done in the hospital when you're born, that's one of the things they check for is PKU.
Ah, right. They knew then immediately.
Straight away, and yeah. I think it was after about 2 or 3 days, mine was.
And so did they know then, like, the severity of it or not?
Yeah, well, it varies a little bit, but not too much. Some of the more severe would be on, say, they'd be only able to take 4 grams of protein. There might be someone 2 or 3 grams of protein a day. I can have about 15 grams of protein, you know. But it's very hard trying to get by and that each day, you know.
And did you build up from that? Like, was it a lower amount when you were younger?
I was on 8 grams of protein until I was 18 years of age. And then they decided that I seemed to be able to handle it a little bit more. So they upped it to 15 then. So I had to try and keep to around that, you know, each day.
And if you have too much protein, what happens to you?
Well, basically, as an adult, I would notice anxiety, a slight speech impediment, like there'd be a slight stutter. I wouldn't slur or anything like that, just it'd be a slight stutter. I can get headaches as well. The lack of concentration can be really bad. Like, you'd be telling me one thing and it'd be going in one ear and out the other. I wouldn't be taking it in at all, you know. So that can be a problem. And it was a bit of a problem in school sometimes as well. Like, I'd find it difficult to take things in. So I was after having 2 or 3 days where I was going over what I should be doing, you know, in terms of what I'm eating. But I'd have to sort of rein it in straight away because I could feel the effects myself straight away. If I rein it in, I go back to normal again type of thing, you know. But as a small child, like a baby, if you were to overdo the protein, then it could cause severe brain damage. There's actually a video worth looking at on YouTube. It's called The Forgotten Children, and it's about people who are undiagnosed and exactly what would happen without following the diet and the supplements and stuff every day, you know. And it's heartbreaking to look. I know they're in institutionalized and they're just in care for life, like, you know, they've no quality of life at all, really.
And someone with PKU, their body can't deal with the protein.
Yeah, it's an amino acid called phenylalanine that somebody with PKU cannot break down. So what happens is then it gets into the blood. The phenylalanine, it's a source protein that gets into the bloodstream then, and it can reach toxic levels. That's eventually what causes the problems then, the brain problems and the function and stuff, you know, and it can cause brain damage and that, you know.
Right, so the process of having to monitor your input of protein and figure out how much protein's in each individual food, that sounds like a full-time job.
I've had a life of reading labels and things, you know, in supermarkets and that. You do get used to it. Sometimes it sounds a lot worse than what it actually is, you know, but as well as that, there is issues in this country. There is issues everywhere, really, but in this country, there's a few issues that we talk about a lot in the PKU Association of Ireland. We bring up certain issues, and it's always the same things come up as the lack of awareness. Nobody ever knows about it, really, unless you have somebody in your family or you have a friend with a PKU. It's never really heard of. People never have a clue what I'm talking about when I actually explain to them, you know. They've never come across it before. The problem that I have about it is the oldest diagnosed PKU people now would be only in their 50s now. I worry about the future. What if they have to go into care when they're older to get dementia, Alzheimer's? Yeah. You know, there's nobody in a home that's going to understand that the actual diet or be able to look after them because nobody knows anything about it, you know? They're not going to know that they need protein supplements every day. They need to follow a very strict diet and everything. They're not going to understand that, you know? And that could be a real problem in the future, you know, regarding awareness.
And that's despite the fact that, as I understand it, Ireland's one of the highest rates in Europe.
One of the highest rates in Europe, yeah. I think it's over 800 people now in Ireland with PKU, and it's still going up as well, yeah.
Crikey. But say, in foods you can eat and can't eat, bread, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't eat kind of regular bread, I assume.
No, it wouldn't really be worth it, because if you're having 15 grams of protein a day, you're talking about a slice of bread could be 4 or 5 grams yes. of protein, you know. And there is certain, like I said, there is some people who are only on 4 grams. Their whole daily allowance of protein would be gone in a slice of bread, you know. Like, so it can be really difficult. But we have foods that are prescribed. They are GMS listed, but it's a short enough list. There could be a lot more on it. And the problem that people have here is that the products on it, especially the bread is a real issue. It's so poor quality. Mm-hmm. It's nobody likes eating. There's nobody going to want to eat it. It's so hard. It tastes terrible. The texture is really poor. It's, even if you put it in the oven, like it's terrible the next day. Even you know, like it's awful. But the reason that people are getting so annoyed in this country is that there is many other companies in Europe, in England and Germany, France, as well as the US as well. We've had 4 companies from those countries have come over for meetings with the PQ Association of Ireland, and they brought over their products and we tried them, and the quality was just night and day, you know. It was so much better. Even the companies that do have their products here, they supply other countries with way better products. Like in Germany, say for instance, the company that do all the food here, they have 8 kinds. They have 2 breads here that are absolutely terrible. They have 8 breads in Germany, including fresh breads delivered to your door and everything, you know. And they've nothing here, like, you know.
So
it's really poor.
This is a cost issue then. This is the GMS won't stamp up for it.
Yeah, we can buy bread from an English company and a German company, but you're talking about £10 sterling for a loaf of bread, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, nobody has that money to be spending on bread, you know. You know.
And so, are there foods that are absolute no-nos that you can't?
Oh yeah, meat is one of the main things. Like any sort of meat and fish and nuts and all there are a complete no-go. You know, they're so bad. Like, I can instantly feel like I'm not myself within an hour if we had something like that. You know, if I often am bad and I say, oh, I'm just having a piece of rasher or something like that, you know. you do feel it. It's just not worth it. I just stay away from it.
Can you drink alcohol?
I can drink alcohol. All ciders, as far as I know, don't have protein in them, so they're fine. And then the likes of vodka and wines and things like that, they're okay. But anything like Guinness and Budweiser and stuff, they wouldn't be worth drinking, because you're talking about 2 or 3 grams of protein in most of those, you know, per pint or whatever. Like, they're not really worth bothering with.
Now, as I understand it, there is a drug called Kuvan. Which is available someplace, but not here.
It's actually available in a lot of countries that would be a lot worse off than Ireland are, like poorer places in Europe and stuff, you know. It is. With Kuvan, it will work for so many people. It'll only work for a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
But basically, they won't know who it works for until the person themselves is actually tried with the drug, you know. So therefore, we're trying to get a free trial and stuff to see who it works for, and then we can push on a bit and try get it approved and everything. But we just hit a brick wall with that every time. There's letters being sent to TDs, and we bombarded Simon Harris and everybody else, the Taoiseachs, everything else. They don't want to know. The HSE just simply do not want to know about it whatsoever.
This is again on the basis of cost, I assume, is it?
The cost, because it is an orphan drug, you know. So the cost is a lot of money. I think that's something that needs to be looked at a bit as well. Like, these companies it's not realistic for what they want for these orphan drugs. Like, you know, it's the same with nearly all orphan drugs. Like, you hear this being on the news recently, various things and cystic fibrosis and everything. Yeah. I was looking at a few days ago on the news as well. And the money they look for these things, it's not realistic whatsoever. There has to be some sort of a communication between these pharmaceutical companies and everything and the government and stuff as well. Like, they have to sort of sit down and do something about it, because it's not realistic, and they're never going to be approved because the money is just crazy what they're asking.
And I suppose because it's such a rare disease that
you know,
there wouldn't be as much demand for it. But God, I hope they manage to reverse that, because as you say, you know, yeah, it's going to help.
There is another drug they're working on as well. Bayern Marin are the company that have Kuvan, and they're working on another drug called Pegpal. Now they're hoping that will be a lot more successful, but again, we'll see what the cost is with that, you know.
Gary Conway from the PKU Association of Ireland, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you very much for having me. Cheers. Thank you.
More interviews to make you go on Moncrief weekdays from 2 p.m.